full of a series of crates containing two pelicans, a scarlet ibis, a vulture, and eight monkeys. A lesser mortal might have quailed at such a contingency, but not Mother. On Monday morning, I found her in the garage being pursued round and round by an irate pelican, which she was trying to feed with sardines from a tin.
"Ah, I'm glad you've come, dear," she panted. "This pelican is a little difficult to handle."
When I asked her how she knew the animals belonged to me, she replied,
"Well, of course I knew they were yours, dear. Who else would send pelicans to me?"
Which goes to show how well she knows at least one of her family. Lastly, I would like to make a point of stressing that all the anecdotes about the island and the islanders are absolutely true. Living in Corfu was rather like living in one of the more flamboyant and slapstick comic operas. The whole atmosphere and charm of the place was, I think, summed up neatly on an Admiralty map we had, which showed the island and the adjacent coastline in great detail. At the bottom was a little inset which read, "Caution. As the buoys marking the shoals are often out of position, mariners are cautioned to be on their guard when navigating these shores." Part 1. There is a pleasure sure in being mad, which none but madmen